John Burke, the owner and breeder of Mr. John, who just scored a very impressive win at his first start this prep. He's had three starts now, Doc, and he's unbeaten. He was very impressive today, winning by 1.5 lengths and going away.
Well, yeah, it was particularly impressive, particularly as the jockey says that he's still as green as grass. He said he gave him a really hard ride, wouldn't run straight, and really just didn't really know what it's all about. So I reckon he's going to be pretty impressive when he learns to run truly. Yeah, very pleasing.
Well, he certainly had a fair bit of improvement in him because his coat hasn't come out yet. There's lots of improvement there.
Yeah, that's true. I was only remarking to Sarah that the early rides have been track work and straps for him, that his coat looks a wee bit backwards. But, yeah, he had a really good coat when he went out for his short winter spell, and I guess he just started to grow a coat when he went out into the cold.
Well, he wasn't out for all that long, was he?
Oh, he was out for 8 weeks altogether, yeah.
All right, well, he's not been back in work a heck of a long time.
No, no, not really. And I don't know where we go from here. I suppose we've got to see how much he's learned from that run and have to think about perhaps taking him across to the mainland and giving him a run there.
Well, there's a race in December, early December, called the Three-Year-Old Cup, and I know I spoke to Royston through the week and he's got his eyes on that. You too?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm more inclined to think that this is more a Guinness horse than Three-Year-Old Cup, quite honestly.
Okay. You'll contemplate going to Melbourne. When will you make a decision on that?
Oh, I'll talk to Royston sometime. There's no urgency about it at all. All the good races are coming up here, and I guess we're just playing by ear.
Right, well done. Good to see him come back in winning form.
Thank you very much.